that enough, at one Saturday, I was fortunate, just watching all the provinces which were in live, with morning live, with RAF on the road, RAF on the road. It's a very impressive program, I must indicate, and impressive in the sense that at least when every province was indicating how much money has been paid out of the particular day. You get just that satisfaction and say that our people really start to realize what this government is all about. Very passionate about people, people-driven, people-centered in a way. Having said that, it's part of the social issues which are being indicated in the National Development Plan that we need to build a national democratic society. And this is part of the building blocks of the national democratic society that we aspire. But also to have a better life for all, irrespective of where you find yourself in a particular moment. At the extreme end, we've got Honorable Ramatakana, Honorable Tex Bande has just gone out. Honorable Mlaudzi is the next one. Honorable Michelle is just close by. Honorable Defrektas is the one in the extreme left. I'm beginning my life. Chairperson, I'm going to be giving it to yourself. We will allow you just touch the highlights and also touch the issues that you believe we should be able to make recommendations to Parliament on. And then, out of that, honorable members, for sure, we engage with the presentation that we have made and then move forward with that start. And when I give it to you, Chairperson, please introduce your team. We know for sure sometimes you're not the person who's supposed to make the presentation. Leading the team, you will be able to then lead as to who to give. Thank you very much. Over to you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Chair. Good afternoon, all of the members of the committee, colleagues, ladies and gentlemen. The Road Accident Fund today is represented by myself, the chairman of the board. And at the end, we have Ms. Mkwena, who is the chair for this management ethics committee of the board. And Mr. Patrick Masuka represents the audit committee. The CFO, Yolanda Falcone, who joined the fund this year, and of course the chief executive, who will also be leading the presentation. And that are open floor to the presentation. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair, Chairperson, members of the committee. I understand we have half an hour to deliver the presentation.
Yes.
Glad the chairperson indicated that we met each other recently, so I will move quickly through the background, touch on some operational slides, allow the CFO to point out some important financial information. So the background information, Chair, we will assume the committee members have read it, looked at the PowerPoint. Our statutory form is shaped by the Road Accident Fund Act of 1996. Our business is to compensate for loss or damage wrongfully caused by the driving of a motor vehicle. Our legacy is an extensive one. There's many unfortunate twists and turns along the way, but some of the issues we've had to grapple with, including in the last financial year, our sustainability, solvency, what's perceived as a lawyer's company, bureaucracy that's paper-based, inefficient, uncaring, and impersonal treatment sometimes on the part of our staff members, an inability to complete programs, perpetual change, difficulty paying claims, and of course fraud. This is the legacy. Some of it is perceived, some of it is real. It's existed for over 3 decades, but there are signs of change which are visible, which members of the committee will have seen in the annual report. Our business model is centered around road use. We get 1.04 rand per litre of fuel sold that forms the primary source of our income. And because of road use, there are accidents, and that is why we exist, which is compensate for loss or injury. Now, the structure, I have indicated to the committee previously, we've segregated our structure. The claim process is made up of five pillars: originating a claim, determining its value, litigating it, which happens in 90% of the instances, finalizing for payment, and then the most important one, which is post-crash care, where we care for these victims of car crashes long after the payment has been made, in many instances, lifelong. We do have corporate functions in our area, which are captured on the right-hand side of the slide. Our service infrastructure is made up of a physical presence in every province, as well as virtual operations, call center, social media aspects, as well as our website. Our head office is our event centurion. By way of our structure chairperson, we have the executive authority, who is the Minister of Transport, Board of Directors, Chief Executive, and then we have six operational executives who each run their portfolios, which would be ops or claims, strategy, finance, human capital, information, and marketing. Our mission, vision, and values was the reason we presented to the committee about a month ago. Our strat plan and our annual performance plan have been duly approved. The mission is to provide the highest standard of care to road accident victims, to restore balance in the social system. The vision is centered around our legislative mandate of rehabilitation, compensation, indemnification, and to do so timely and in a caring manner, whilst also supporting the safe use of our roads. We have five values: Ubuntu, pride in what we do, being solution-focused, excellence, and efficiency. We do have four strategic objectives which we have shared. They center around the legislative dispensation, managing our finances, being operationally effective and efficient, and of course transforming the institution you expect to deliver on the three objectives of that. So if we get to the meat of why we are here today, chairperson, members of the committee, we're looking at our annual report for 2013-14 as well as the financial statements. The highlights: revenue increased by 13% to 20.6 billion rand. We increased our claim payments by 47% to an unprecedented high of 22 billion. Cash expenditure was almost 2 billion rand more than the money we collected in the year. This was permitted or able because we had a cash reserve which had accumulated over years before. We made ourselves more accessible. We answered over 220,000 telephone calls, engaged 25,000 people, expanded our social presence, not only in the social media, but physically too. We ran rap on the road. We saw 20,000 people at these sessions, and we settled over 161 million rand claims in the second half of the year. In the annual report, you'll see the figure is 370 million for the full year. Our new organizational structure was implemented. Productivity improved, as is evident by the claim payments. We also appointed quality assurance managers, because if you are paying a lot more, if you are paying a lot more quickly, you need to make sure that what you are paying is right, that you are paying cost effectively too. And our complaint experience reduced. We ran an annual independent survey of perceptions of our service and customer satisfaction. The sample is consistent over 3 years. It uses lawyers who claim against the RA, claimants, and then general members of society who may have nothing to do with the RA. And perceptions improved from 52 to 64%, and satisfaction went up to a high of 72%. So over the last 2 years, we've seen this improve. Like all surveys, there's an inherent bias, but what you look for is a movement in the results you earn. As part of our structural changes, our staff complement grew to 2,288. We reduced our vacancy rate, which had lifted to 19% 2 years ago. So we did hire people. About a month ago, that rate had dropped down to 6.5%. So we have rolled out our structure. We introduced a policy business unit. Just found that for many years, the fund didn't maintain the policies they had in place. A combined assurance forum, and we maintained our enterprise-wide risk management framework. Ernst & Young was appointed to test our risk maturity, and they actually put us at level 4 out of 5. 5 would be risk mature, 3 would be compliant. which is very good for an institution that is still young in risk management. All the findings were resolved, and we managed to mitigate many of the risks which we had assessed in the year. We received 2 clean orders in succession for 2012, 13, and 13, 14. We implemented a performance management system and succession plan across all layers of management. We contributed to DOT's drafting of the Road Accident Benefit Scheme Bill. There were significant court rulings on contingency fees, that would be the percentage fee attorneys are able to take when the payout is made. We executed our strat plan and met, again for the second year in a row, 83% of our targets. But overall, a shift was made in respect of the focus on the socioeconomic impact of crashes on families, homes, communities, and people. We did put people first in our transformation as a road accident fund, where we seek to depart from that legacy which we carry to becoming one that embodies the principles of philanthropy. Seriousness was introduced in respect of what we are, what we should be, and what our employees are expected to be. So if you look at some of the steps, chairperson, members of the committee, these are from the annual report. I will focus mainly on what the chart is showing. This chart speaks to the volumes of fuel sold in the last financial year. What you see is up until 2012, ties in with our economy, a lot more fuel was sold. So we enjoy seeing higher volumes of fuel sold. More fuel sold means more fuel levy, which means better income for our rent. But after the very high price increases in the latter part of 2012, you then saw some of the volumes drop a little. Although our fuel levy increased, the increase was buffered by the reduction in fuel sold. In addition to selling the fuel, we also have a diesel rebate, which we must give back, or which is deducted from our levy by SARS. For people who buy petrol and diesel in particular, but don't use a road, so mining companies, agricultural companies, manufacturing, what we've seen over the last 5 years is this has more than doubled. In fact, in quarter two of this year, the diesel rebate alone was 900 million rand. Now that definitely is eating into our fuel levy income, which is something we have indicated to the Treasury. By way of the claim payments, this chart shows you over 5 years where the money went. It's splitted into two key areas. The green shows you what we paid for the legal services, and then the blue shows you the compensation which went to claims. So in this last year, of the 22 billion we paid, 17 went to claimants and 4.6 went to the attorneys. Of that 4.6, two-thirds would be for plaintiff attorneys. If you look over 5 years, both columns have increased, but you will see that the most significant increase is actually in the compensation to claimants, which is almost twice what it was 5 years ago. I won't dwell on this chart, it comes up again in the presentation, but really just to say that the average value of a claim we paid last year was 104,000 rand. When you split that into personal claims or compensation, it's 194,000. When you look at supplier claims, that's to be the medical element, is 5,000 rand. So the average of those two is what gives you the 104,000. But our most expensive claim category is the loss of earnings, where we are compensating the breadwinner for the income the breadwinner has lost. And that has risen to almost 650,000 rand. On this chart, really want to show the committee two numbers. In 2014, we registered 147,000 claims. It's coming down. It was 172,000 2 years ago, dropped to 150 and is now at 147. This is because of the law change in 2008 where minor injuries were no longer covered by the IRA. So it does take a few years for you to see the impact of that change. In terms of finalization, this is what we've gone through. We finalized 240,000 claims in the year under review. If we look at the backlog, this is an important chart. Committee members will see it in almost all presentations we may come back to do. So when a claim comes in, it gets received by the fund, we assess the initial merits of that claim, and we register it, when we say we accept this claim, that's called open. It means we haven't paid anything. People are going for tests being assessed. Then, once you've paid something, you pay the compensation. About anywhere between a year and 18 months, you're going to pay the legal fees after that, and that is called a compensation, well, the legal costs. So when we talk about the backlog, the total number of claims we need to deal with as the RAF at this moment, at the end of the financial year, is 279,000. That was, sorry, at the beginning of the year. The 279 was made up of two parts, 212,000 where we had paid nothing, and then 67,000 where we had paid the claimant the compensation, but now we needed to pay the legal costs. So during the year under review, the 212,000 dropped down to 198. It's an important reduction because we also got 147,000 new claims. So despite that number, we managed to reduce the balance for the year. In terms of the lawyer payments, the legal costs, we reduced that by almost half, from 67,000 to 34,000. As you've seen in our ATP, we therefore met our target by reducing the total number of claim payments awaiting our attention from 279,000 to 232,000. As I had mentioned, the average value of a claim is 104,000 Rand across all categories. We made 211,000 payments last year. On this chart, it is captured in the annual report. I would just like to show the committee the breakdown of where this money went. So of that 17 billion Rand we paid in compensation, 5.9 billion went for general damages, which is pain and suffering. 7 billion went for loss of earnings for 11,000 people. 2.7 billion was for loss of support. This is to the families of the breadwinner who may have died, for 6,700 families or claimants. 1.2 billion Rand in medical compensation was paid for 103,000 claims. We spent 90 million Rand on funerals. Yes, it's a small number compared to the others, but it represents 7,600 funerals. If you bear in mind there are approximately 14,000 road deaths, it's almost like one in two road deaths are buried by or with the support of the RAF. Then in terms of the legal fees, the claimant's costs were on average 63,000 Rand, 2.9 billion in total. The RAF's costs were 1.7 and an average of 20,000. I'll now hand over to our CFO just to talk to some aspects of the finances.
I will really not take a lot of your time because you've heard a number of messages already. But here you see it in a traditional income statement and a balance sheet form, or as it's called, which is an incentive for financial performance. So I think the important part, as the CEO has already highlighted, is that our income for the past year has increased by 13%, mostly as a result of our 8% increase in the fuel levy. It's a little bit down from the budget, but this is as a result of the diesel rebate that we've also already referred to. Just for interest rate currently, that 900 million that the CEO referred to is about 14% of our income that we have to refund at this time of the year. So if you look at our expenditure line, for once, this is an organization where if an expenditure line increases, it's actually a very good message. A 47% increase in our claims expenditure can be seen there. This is as a result of the increase in productivity, as well as the average increase in the claims value that is reflected here. But it is a positive thing, and therefore it's also green and the arrow points upwards. If you look at the other more traditional expenditure lines, being the employment cost and the other expenditures, these are contained to be about 7% of your income, 4% for employment cost, and about 2.something% for others. And it is down from the budget, which is again, it is a good message in this case. The only other item I wanted to show you is the provision line right just before the net deficit for the year. That provision increased from 10 billion to about 14 billion. again as a result of the various factors that inform the creation of the provision. And I'll elaborate a little bit on that later. But the unfortunate reality is that if you look at the financial statements, we have a deficit currently of around 17 billion, and largely informed by the provision. If you go to the statement of financial position, again, a couple of good messages. Again, an organization which for once is not supposed to have cash in its bank account, and therefore we have been depleting the opening balance of 6.4 billion was 2.5 billion at the end of this financial year. As we sit here today, and I'll talk a little bit about that in a minute as well, that amount has again been depleted practically entirely, also because of the healthy productivity that the organization has maintained. So I think the reality is we've got only really one valuable asset, which is a building of about 152 million. But the rest of our balance sheet is completely overwhelmed by the provision for the outstanding claim. Those two line items that you see there amount to about 97 billion at this point in time. It consists of two elements, and I'll talk to you about that in a minute. But this does mean that our organization is largely undercapitalized, and it creates the cash flow issues that we see today. To give you an idea, organizations similar to us typically have investments that amount to about 110% of the outstanding amounts that we see here, and we are not there. So it's practically on a pay-as-you-go basis. It has been like that for the past 30 years. There's no real indication that the going concern, perhaps in a traditional accounting fashion, is under threat, but in reality, we have kept the doors open for all these years, despite the situation that we see there. The problem is that our cash remains a serious concern. This picture maybe just shows you how the organization has turned itself around in the past couple of years, and some of the challenges that some of you are very much aware of already in this financial year. So, 2 years ago, the income still exceeded the total expenditure. The last financial year, the one we're talking about today, is where you already see the 22 billion that overshadowed that was overshadowed by the expenditure line of about, it was overshadowed. You then get in the forecast for this financial year. What you see there, the red bar, is what we currently are able to settle in terms of the income that we get, which is just on the other side of 25 billion. What we're capable to do, though, is closer to 50 billion. So it is clear that there's a gap between our funding, what we receive, and what we are able to pay out, which presents us with some challenges this year. Here is what I mentioned, I would say, a couple of years around the provision for outstanding claims. Consists of two elements, claims that have already been reported and claims that are still that been incurred but not yet reported. It's also noteworthy that the accounting treatment of this provision was revisited at this financial year. In the fund, we used to consider it a contingent liability because of the way we interpret the obligating event that informs specifically the IBNR part, incurred but not reported. However, in consultation with the IG, it was deemed appropriate to revisit it this financial year. And therefore, you see that 97 billion that sits in our balance sheet and resulting in the situation we find ourselves in. That is my issue.
Chair, we're almost in the last lap. I think we still have a little bit of time on our half an hour. To summarize what the CFO has said, there are really three important numbers on our financials. One is how much money did you get, that's critical. Two is how much did you pay because that's your mandate, that's critical. Then the big number is 97 billion rand liability, which shapes everything. How that number moves is what affects what you see on our income statement or the statement of financial performance, and how that number sits in quantity is how you see our liabilities on our statement of financial position. As she has mentioned, this has been the case for 30 years. So in this chart, which tries to summarize what actually is going on, you see our 30-year legacy, the 30 years that the fund has been insolvent. The blue and the green line show you that provision. This actuarial estimate of what it will cost to pay all the claims you've got on your book or that will come in for periods in the past. The green line shows you the net effect on our balance sheet, and you see the two of them match each other. It's growing exponentially, which you would expect because inflationary factors are added to the assumed claim value. The reason we are able to operate is because the orange and the red line show you the cash we get in and the cash we spend. Everything is okay as long as your payments through productivity or just the value of the claim fall below the levy income. When the levy income is not enough, so if the RF becomes a little more productive, like what we've seen in the last few years, you then start to deplete any reserve you have, and you find yourself in the position we are in now, where we are able to say to you, the backlog is smaller, but the cash we had built up is finished. So we can now only release what we have money for. And the truth is, every month there's 2.5 billion rand ready for payment, but our levy income is 1.7. And that is the predicament of our finances. Chairperson, moving on to irregular expenditure. We have done well over the last 3 years to reduce it to 4 million rand previously. We were on track to improve or better our performance, but before the year ended, we had to register 13.9 million rand for IT licenses of systems we've had in place for over a decade. Our team just didn't do it on time, which is contrary to our supply chain policy, and we registered it very irregular. There are measures in place to ensure that we don't have a recurrence of this. We like having a very small amount of regular expenditure. The 18 million rand represents 0.07% of our expenditure as an institution. I am pleased to say that because of the controls we introduced, the number of irregular instances has reduced from 260 the year before to 92 in this last financial year, and will continue to improve. This remains a board priority, which gets reviewed quarterly. On fruitless and wasteful expenditure, it lifted to 30 million rand. Our fruitless and wasteful is specifically driven by sheriff costs, interest costs related to what is perceived to be late payment. As I had mentioned when we last presented to the committee, the PFMA says we have 30 days in which to pay. Court rules and processes say money is due immediately or within 14 days. The difference between immediately, 14 days, and 30 days is where these costs come. As an institution, we could implement rules that say the minute the invoice comes in, the minute the risk comes in, pay. Don't debate, pay. But what we have done through the process we have in place, we evaluate the problem. And these stats, which are captured in the annual report, show you that there were 26,000 legal cost bills that came in and court orders. Of those 26,000, 25,000, we saw some saving to be realized when checking them. That saving amounted to 966 million rand. Yes, we may not comply with the time frames of immediate or 14 days. But 960 million rand is a saving we can't afford to let it go. The success rate, therefore, is something we do continue to pursue. I am pleased, however, to say that the actual number of writs of execution reduced by 28% in the financial year to 5,595. In terms of forensic work, really just to speak to three statistics, there were 478 arrests, 573 convictions, and we repudiated 798 claims worth 113 million rand last year. We have a team of 90 people who actively pursue fraud against the RF, or preventing fraud against the RF. Internally, we did also have cases where we found instances of irregularity. There were 63 investigations, and action was recommended in 41 of them. 20 cases were registered with the against our APP, we've met 83% of the target. The ones we didn't meet are a reduction in the deficit. In order for us to reduce the deficit, we would literally need almost twice the amount of money we currently have, because the liability will grow even if we do nothing. Our audit opinion, I know the committee has met the audit in general, but basically it is a clean audit, three emphases of matter, the going concern, regular expenditure, and the small restatement of diesel rebate figures from the year before. There were no findings on our predetermined objectives, no compliance findings, and no internal control findings. Our challenges you are familiar with, I will name them and not go into them. It's the fault-based system, the cost of loss of support or earning claims, and legal costs. Every amount of money we pay on legal costs is money which could go to a claim. And of course, the most pressing challenge we face is around our financial sustainability. Besides issues of the provision and the liability, we have to have sufficient money to be able to fund the claims we've prepared. There are priorities the board has identified, Chairperson, for the year ahead. The board looks at our strategy. We have an operations and IT committee, which looks at claims, quality, access, capacity. We have a REMCO, which looks at the people, an audit committee, which looks at the financial management, the resources and controls, and a risk committee that looks at issues of legislative change, the risk environment, ethics, and compliance. I won't spend time on the risk management. I have mentioned our maturity level as a group. I've discussed the transformation before, Chair. I'm about to close. I will only say that our strat plan was previously not aligned, it now is. Our fuel levy has grown, our staff count has grown, the number of open claims has reduced, the number of settled claims has increased, the number of claims paid has almost doubled, legal costs have reduced by a third. Reopened claims are reduced by a third. Our national footprint, as chairperson and members of the committee would be aware, is now in place. We recently opened offices in Polokwane, in Bloemfontein, Mahikeng, as well as in Kimberley. And we've had one in Nelspruit. In terms of direct claims, I'm pleased to say that almost a third of all claims that get registered now come in directly. The RAP on the Road program has proven to be a success. We've almost halved the number of writs of execution in 2 years. Our call center is working. We arrest those people who identify for committing fraud. We have our successive clean audit and recently got the award. Internal audit has a rigorous program and findings which keep us on our toes. And we have introduced many more units which used to exist and some which didn't exist, which we needed to put in place. The goal, members of the committee, is captured in this slide. So if you look at our annual report, if you look at our mandate, if you look at the objects of our act, it says we need to compensate and support victims of road crashes. The man on the left is a gentleman who worked for a factory, was in a car crash in December last year. Literally by July this year, he had been basically relegated to a mass inside a trolley, and that's how he spent his day, in a shopping trolley. We provided assistance, he does now have his wheelchair, but as we speak, as we present, there are at least 150,000 other people like this gentleman who need for the RAF to do his work efficiently, effectively, and sustainably. In summary, three focus areas are to match our revenue and our expenditure, Chairperson. To make changes to the RAF Act. We understand that on one hand there are proposals to introduce RAS, and this the committee will consider and talk about, and I know has been tracked. But the current law will still see the RAF Act to pay more than 100 billion RAS. And any changes that allow us to create efficiencies, become more effective, are still valuable. Specifically, what we need under our old act are issues of tariffs, to look at the option of installments given the amounts of money we are paying, for the fund to pay for medical reports. The gentleman in the trolley would not be able to pay 4,000 rand for a surgeon to complete his RA reports. So we do need to allow ourselves through the law to contribute, to lower legal costs and to create clear time frames for us to deliver. Under RAS, then of course, this is the vision, is a no-fault system, improved cash flows through installment payments, better integration with our health and socioeconomic structures and outcomes. The legislative delays, the cost of not making these changes will escalate in the last year by 14 billion rand. So Chair, in conclusion, 2013-14 we improved our productivity, we paid record claims, we reduced open claims, we deployed cash efficiently, 96% of the money we paid went on compensation, and we improved our controls. Great expectation rests on our shoulders. Our successes have disrupted some comfortable status quo. The next phase of our transformation as an institution will be difficult because we need to deal with fundamental challenges. But it's important that the RAF and the team remains focused on fulfilling our strategy and pursuing excellence in how we do our work. Thank you, Chair, members of the board.
Thank you very much. Honourable members should be aware that we have taken your 15 minutes. Short, concise, and to the point. Honourable Ramachandra, Honourable Musinga, Honourable Kibani.
Thank you, Honourable Chair. Well, thank you very much, Doctor, for the clear presentation. I think it was quite clear. And I think we should say as a committee that good work is being done to turn this tanker around. However, the challenge that we are putting on the table is the what the Auditor General has suggested, the issue about the going concern and the deficit. I think, Chair, what I want to suggest is that earlier when we had this conversation, we had asked that there should be a follow-up conversation that we need to have, including the conversation that we need to have with respect to the process of the legislation that is going. I think if we could get to that point, to extend that impact, maybe getting to that point, I think there should be also a conversation about what could constitute a plan to address the concerns that the AG has put onto the table. That when we have that conversation, maybe with the South as well as the department, that we can then see what is it that needs to be done. I think our concern is always been the issue about the legislation issue, the time to close the gap going forward. I think for me, that's one area that we need to urgently pay attention to. Thank you.
Thank you. Chairperson, I don't want to be long. The only thing which I want to request is that may you please make a second round on those areas which you visited. Because it won't be any one again, even a 5% can see that you're doing something. And then to close it, you see, Chairperson, if you can go to page 83, they were responding on what you raised, that this and this has been done. And then also, if you go to page, the next page, in terms of the summary of transformation, a lot of goals have been achieved. So, by saying that, keep up and keep on in that spirit, because it shows that me and Alela. Thank you very much. And lastly, Chairperson, remember, we raised the issue of opening of offices in most of the provinces. They've done that. So, I don't have anything. Keep it up with that spirit. Thank you.
To the current close to 5 billion. painted to man. God be a huge compliment, you know, for what you have achieved. And I'm referring to the second page of the annual report, which is a line of, I don't count it, but at least 30, which is my estimate.
Thank you. At least 30 items of excellent achievement, which indicates great management and, you know, tight discipline, administration, and so on, which is just commendable. Excellent job. Thank you, Doctor.
Dr. Watson?
Actually, I think, thank you very much for the compliments from all the members of the committee. The going concern, yes, we would like that conversation. It's going to be a series of conversations because it's huge amounts of money. The fund will make itself available when needed. On issues of legislation, I do know of the discussion beforehand, and we will do our part to contribute to DOT's needs when it comes to changes to the RAF dispensation. On the second round, the areas we visited, it is important we've started doing it. An example would be Toyando about 8 weeks ago. The opening of offices in province, we do now have that footprint. We need to look at whether one is enough. At the RAF on the road on Saturday, PE, we had 2,900 people come out, and our staff stayed until about 9 p.m. And each time we visit PE, this happens. So it begins to point toward having an office there. On the other aspects, it relates to the diesel rebate, but I'll allow the CFO to address it. On the outstanding amount on legal services, I just to clarify the questions now, today. Today, we have about 3.5 billion rand worth of claim payments, legal costs and compensation, that are queued because we do not have sufficient funds today, which really comes down to the chart I had showed you early on after the CFO spoke, which is basically to say the going concern is not just an accounting issue, it is a real one, but our cash flow needs to be adequate to honor what we're able to produce. This predicament, as the chairperson of our board always says, arises because we've started to work. If we weren't working and we didn't pay claims, the levy would just be enough. And that really is it. So there is a queue. We've communicated with the suppliers. It isn't easy for them. We see the number of risks going up, but the risk costs money, which becomes counterproductive. It also jumps the queue. Thank you. Let me allow the chair to answer that one question.
The other aspect is the fuel levy,
which
is amounting to about 2.5
I think, Chair, just on the excellent, we would like the committee to hold thumbs for us. We are in the CPSI award in the finals for RAF on the road. We've been entered in the UN Public Service Innovation Award for the same thing. And then they're also part of the PV Service Award. And it would be nice for something that's not a computer application or product, something that's just a to make it on that. So later this month, remember us. Just cross your hands. Thanks, Chair.
Chairperson, your closing remarks.
So thank you very much, Chair. I think the CEO has really sort of my standard from the perspective of the issues that the board deals with, the cost cash flow situation, the growth market, how it is. We've managed on the trade cooperative, but we could now have the cash flow situation. But we're working with the chair of the court with the great support of the activities in trying to find solutions. And then with that, then the cash flow, the other, of course, the
Oh. Is it better?
Yeah, okay, thank you. Yeah, well, that's the cash flow, that's the issue of the RAF, which we understand that you communicated last time, but like part of special presentation issues. We still working with the department on comments, of course. And then in the past we also did that one of the issues that are facing us, but we keep working, is the issue of the permanent sector and the communication. But we do understand that part of it comes from the situation where we are saying the fund cannot continue working like it always has and yet expect that you have a permanent response. So we're working very closely with all the parties concerned. But other than that, it's really to thank the management team for the second consecutive in audit and all of the other successes and as well, of course, the department that supports us. And we will be coming to also our own report on all of these issues.
Thank you very much. I think honorable members have heard part of the things that we can always recommend to Treasury to say we see the good work that has been done by RAF. We've got to believe that for sure something should be able to happen in terms of the increase. FTDG.
Thanks, Chairperson. I think I must, along the lines of commenting the RAF, but also state that also the National Treasury is indeed supportive. We've been looking at means of how we really can make this up. I informed both the chair and the CEO that fortunately I got a call from the Deputy Minister of Finance, and that's very rare to discuss. The issue around the RAF. I think all of us really appreciate the good work that's happening. But of course, the good work that's happening is what is getting us into trouble in terms of training. But we are finding ways and means to really make sure that the good work continues. Thanks.
Thank you. Keep on doing the good work, RAF. I think as RAF on the road, even the Department of Transport will be on the road to make sure that we get what is rightfully yours. We'll also do that as a committee. It's upon Parliament that it's very important that we get extra session of profit so that we're able to deal with this matter. And for sure, going forward, you will not have the backlogs as they are, because these are backlogs which actually have been happening precisely because there was not a push on the edge to want to deal with this matter that we done with. But both, I'm of the belief that 4 or 5 years from now, you will be having manageable work that you can be able to manage within a particular time frame, and you wouldn't be this unindated as we're seeing it. But we're also pushing the act. Regulators in the main say make sure that you do a lot of work in terms of education so that we can be able to have less carnage on our road. Make sure that you take that the cars are in a good condition, everything that is expected of you gets done so that we can be able to reduce the accidents on our road. I think we should luck and they continue to do the good work. And we hope that when you come here again, we will be hearing another story, because what we are doing is creating innovation. It's so good to see that as a people, we've got so many people who are so innovative and so creative and thinking out of the box. That is what we'd like to see with our public service, that you know, you are always innovating and doing things the other way as compared to being following the protocols and just making sure that you earn your salary 95 kind of a job. Honorable members, I think we are done with this one. 5 minutes break, and then we come back to the other.
Mm-hmm.
which will be the last for the day. Then you can go and sleep the whole weekend.
Thank you.